For over 38 years, Epoxy Pro provides one and done forever floors that are maintenance free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you're gonna stay.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Final half hour, final second half hour of hour number three on this Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024, edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm losing my voice because I've been reading these text messages. I got some information. I heard about this. I hadn't taken time to research it. I was sent the link to the news story. I'm going to bring it up. Unfortunately, it's looking like this is going beyond political, as Michigan and other municipalities got a grant from the federal government, Department of Health and Human Services, to push the trans agenda and remove children from abusive, quote unquote, non-affirming parents. What does that mean? Your young person, most likely through school, has become confused about their gender. Maybe they share that information with their parents. Their parents don't agree with it. How can you question the fact that you're a boy? How can you question the fact whether you're a girl? Biden-Harris administration paves way for bureaucrats to take gender-confused kids from their non-affirming parents. The municipalities that have been given grants to implement these policies: Allegheny County in Pennsylvania, Cuyahoga County in Ohio, Prince George's County in Maryland, and the entire state of Michigan. I have the link. I'm going to open the story up. I can send it to you. But here's basically what it says coming from the Daily Caller, their investigative group. This is an exclusive. Biden-Harris administration paves way for bureaucrats to take gender-confused kids from their non-affirming parents. Alex Rogue, R-O-Q-U-E, who runs the Allie Forney Center for Homeless LGBTQ Youth in New York City, asserted during a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services webinar last fall, transphobia is child abuse. In less than 3 minutes, he was able to cast a vision for completely transforming child protective services nationwide. A family's rejection of a child's gender identity cannot be dismissed as simply a personal view, he argued. Non-affirming parents must be treated as child abusers. Non-affirmation must be treated as abuse. Quote, if the parents were denying them food or denying them access to school or denying other things, this would make headlines. sometimes even leading to prosecution. Well, the same thing needs to apply to them non-affirming their child's gender identity. Among gender activists, the Biden-Harris administration has enlisted to shape its policies using Rogue's definitions of abuse. This is not fringe, and his vision for reshaping the system is not hypothetical. While crafting its foster care rules, which were finalized April of this year, Department of Health and Human Services officials took inspiration from social workers in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, who have spent years pioneering a program that strong-arms parents into affirming whatever confused beliefs their children express about their gender. Parents who decline risk losing a voice in their child's life. The program developed in Cuyahoga County using federal grant money. This is federal taxpayer dollars provided by the Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families, with an ideal model for infusing gender ideology into foster care and social services. The Daily Caller News Foundation discovered in reviewing hundreds of documents and emails obtained via FOIA requests of public records. The Biden-Harris administration's new federal rule, and the rule is highlighted in red in this Daily Caller's investigative news story, is probably a link. I'm not going to click on it right now, so it takes me to the rule. But you have to understand, this is not a law. It's not something that was passed in Congress, passed in the U.S. Senate, signed into law by Biden-Harris. This is a federal rule by a bureaucratic agency. Directs states to ensure foster children who identify as LGBTQ are going to be placed into affirming homes. Affirming homes. Parents, adults, providing care for these kids that affirm and agree and allow them to be confused about their gender. These, quote, designated placements, end quote, must commit to creating an environment that supports a child's status or identity, quote, unquote, including access to age-appropriate, quote, resources, services, and activities, end quote. Gender activists consulted by the Biden administration, being, quote, affirming means assuming the child knows best about his or her identity as a child, even if what he or she claims to want, including life-altering medical procedures, hormone blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries to their bodies to make them to appear more like the opposite sex to which they were born. Cuyahoga County Child Protective Services being affirming often means providing kids access to items such as chest binders for the girls, or, man, I can't even believe I'm going to say this on the radio, prosthetic packers that mimic a penis. According to information sheets provided by caregivers of the Cuyahoga County Division of Child and Family Services website. They got a link to that website. Frequent communications with federal officials indicate that Cuyahoga County, Ohio, played a prominent role in shaping the federal bureaucratic rules which is just one part of the broader effect to support LGBTQ youth under the agency, which undertook and was at the direction of who? President Joe Biden. But voices of county social workers weren't the only agencies that heard this information. The advisor for this initiative, Julie Cruz, celebrated the Cuyahoga County team as being, quote, trailblazers, quote unquote, reaching out to dozens of other activists to weigh in on the agency's efforts. Emails obtained by the Daily Caller news investigative team shows when they announced this program, these rules, back September of 2023, it quickly faced resistance. A coalition of 19 Republican states slammed the proposed rules, arguing it would infringe on religious liberty and free speech protections. Religious groups warned it would restrict faith-based providers. The kids can't talk about religion. They can't talk to churches. Those concerns were well-founded. In states like Washington, Vermont, Christian couples have lost their foster care licenses due to these rules. But as the activists consulted in the development of the federal rules, emails show these objections only scratch the surface of the problems with these rules. Parents in a handful of states have already sounded the alarm, claiming local authorities deemed them unfit guardians for refusing to allow their children to undergo gender transition. In light of federal-funded programs now in existence, including the one operating in Cuyahoga County, have been expanded to other areas. Guess what, folks? The state of Michigan is one of them. The story goes on and on and on with all of the information they gathered under their Freedom of Information Act requests. This is pure evil, people. If you want this text message, this link to this story, text me KIDS, KIDS, and I'll send it to you. This is what we're dealing with, folks. Especially on Tuesday, November 5th. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
In Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Tom and Petoskey. Randy, what about the parents that don't affirm their child's drug addiction? What are they going to do about that? Exactly. My question is very simple. What are they going to do when it comes to raising your child to be a Christian? Are they going to take your kids away because you take them to church? Where does this stop? And my question goes even further. What gives the federal government the right to impose these regulations in the Department of Health and Human Services and then fund it with our taxpayer dollars without our say? That's taxation without representation. We elect our U.S. congressmen in Washington, D.C., our U.S. senators, to be stewards of our federal tax dollars. How is it even possible? How is it even possible that they can spend money on these programs, on these rules, without it being approved by Congress and the U.S. Senate? Aren't they in charge of appropriation? Congressman Jack Bergman, I have a question. All appropriation spending starts in the House. You have committee assignments, sir. You're involved in where our taxpayer dollars go. How have you allowed this taxpayer funding of these rules in the Department of Health and Human Services to be implemented September of 2023, over a year ago? I want an answer, Jack. On this specific issue, you guys, the Republicans, have the majority of the House. How did this happen? Under your watch, under your stewardship. Anytime you want to come on the show, Jack, you got my number. I don't want to talk about anything else. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this story with you, sir, on the radio. This is absolutely mind-boggling. This blows me away. I heard about this, but I did not have this story. This is unbelievable. Again, if you want the text message, just text me kids and I'll send it to you. There's links in there. You can click on it. You can research it. You can do it all. A lot more information was in there than what I said on the radio. I got one text message. Jeff in Sheboygan, listening to this story makes my blood boil. Yep. See, it's not only happening in the schools. It's not only happening in the colleges. Now we're dealing with foster care. Parents. What happens when it goes into all parents? Not just parents that are signed up to be paid to take care of kids in a foster care situation, but what happens when it comes into our homes and how we choose to raise our kids? That's what you have to ask yourself. Then you have to decide who you're going to vote for. And Biden-Harris administration is behind all of this. Kamala Harris, you've seen the commercials, being interviewed by a transgender woman. When he talks to her in a deep voice. Talks about sex change operations for every prisoner that's in custody in our prison system. That she believes the federal government should pay for sex change operations for these individuals while they're incarcerated. She actually says it. I'm Donald Trump and I paid for this ad. Unbelievable. Folks, I'm going to beg you, I'm going to plead with you right now to please text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, to get this video. Text me 10X so that you can search for 10 friends, deer hunters, people who go to church, if they're low propensity voters, to motivate them to vote November 5th. That's election day. Now, because of our proposals in our state constitution, early voting starts this Saturday, October 26th. Folks, you need to get this information. You need to search for low propensity Michigan Republicans. You need to contact them and send them the PAGS video. If we don't do it, folks, if we don't get out the vote in huge numbers, we already talked about the bloated qualified voter files. We'll be talking about that story tomorrow. This information needs to get out and motivate people en masse. This election, like Donald Trump says, needs to be too big to rig. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the